This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The last mile of anything, package delivery, internet service, basically you name it, that last mile is hard. And sometimes it is bumpy, and that is to be expected. Is the short-term inflation trend line great? No. Are there implications for Fed rate cuts at play here? Yes, obviously. Do we know much else? Not really. You know what might know a bit more, though? The bond market, yes, equities, that is to say stocks, had a not great day, but the bond market is talking to us people, the 10-year and the 2-year in particular. Now, what are they saying exactly? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that.
If you are going to theoretically lock your money up in a 10-year bond, you obviously want it to be worth it for all 10 years, which means that a 10-year bond has to account not just for what interest rates are, but what they will be. So, if there are high interest rates in our future, bonds reflect that.
And I think that that's what we're seeing in bond markets today.
Eric Winograd is chief economist at AllianceBernstein. Bond yields are going up, showing us our future like a crystal ball. Three-month bonds predict 3 months of future. A 2-year bond covers 2 years.
Short-dated bond yields are moving higher. Longer-dated bond yields are also moving higher, not by as much.
Markets believe inflation will come down eventually, but not as fast as people hoped, which means the Fed will need to keep interest rates high to fight that inflation. What makes this worse is that high interest rates aren't even all that helpful for the kind of inflation we're seeing, says Rick Rieder, chief investment officer for fixed income at BlackRock.
Auto insurance, healthcare costs, education, tuition, those things generally don't move based on interest rates.
This kind of inflation is like the antibiotic-resistant bacteria of the econ world.
The only way you really bring them down is you'd have to really have pressure on the economy.
Unfortunately for the economy.
You're seeing credit card charge-offs, auto loan delinquencies growing, non-mortgage interest payments moving up significantly.
Now, one thing about crystal balls in, like, the movies is that they are right, usually. The market crystal ball changes its mind basically constantly.
If you look at the bond market today, clearly we see a big reaction. And in our opinion, it's a little bit of an overreaction.
Tuan Nguyen is an economist for RSM. Nguyen says he thinks falling housing costs will pull down inflation by the summer. So things could improve more quickly than the market crystal ball thinks. Really, maybe it's not a crystal ball. Maybe it's more like tarot cards or a Rorschach test. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.